It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The two rural counties with the state's lowest response rates to the 2020 census are hoping to improve their numbers. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports the deadline is at the end of the month.
Christine Borchers is a commissioner for Hinsdale County in southwestern Colorado. She says the census is looking for responses from many people who only live there half the year.
Probably 75% of our homes are owned by second homeowners who are not here year-round. Those second homeowners obviously are not completing census forms in Hinsdale County. They're completing them in their own county.
Borchers says the county relies heavily on federal infrastructure grants that are based on census counts. In nearby Mineral County, officials have reopened the library so those without internet access can complete the census online in hopes of increasing the response rate there. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The school district in Grand Junction will move more of its teachers to online learning after getting about twice as many online students as expected. Danny Medved is the director of professional learning at District 51. He told the school board last night that online teachers are feeling the stress of large class sizes.
They're not happy right now. Many of them are pretty overwhelmed. We had three long-term subs start on Monday, and all three resigned by the end of the week.
Medved said up to 30 teachers will have to move from their current assignments to accommodate the 2,700 students enrolled in online learning across the district. Applications are coming in for the new panel that will redraw Colorado's congressional districts next year. This is the first time the state has used a new voter-approved redistricting process. It could take hundreds of thousands of applications, hundreds or thousands of applications, for Colorado to have the pool that meets the criteria required of the panel's members. The application window closes in November. The Colorado weather is mostly sunny and not too hot today and for the rest of the week. This is CPR News.